Well, it was just a promise which was bound not to be fulfilled anyway. For those who understand politics, they would know that you can still make a promise and still not keep it. It still remains a promise that he says he's going to fulfill it. It's not yet fulfilled. But the point here to understand is, why is it that at this juncture we still continue to have a person like Kunonga actually getting this kind of support? The answer is very simple. We're actually in a situation whereby people are actually anticipating to have elections in Zimbabwe. And it is a known fact that Kunonga has continued to contribute significantly in terms of providing a strong support base for ZANU-PF, in particular those that have been dogmatized by Kunonga's teaching, Christian teachings, or if you put it that way. And ZANU has benefited big time from those as part of the electorate.